In this week's episode, I share a story behind a black box. This week's three words, service or experience.
Welcome to the Three Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
Well, I'd love to share the story behind the black box. Like many of us, either we order FedEx or Amazon, and we get these brown boxes for deliveries. But this day was different. I'd had a delivery, and it was a big black box, a pretty good-sized black box. And I was thinking to myself, I don't remember ordering anything, but maybe I did, and I just forgot. So I carry this pretty good-sized black box into the house, and there's a personal note in there, and it says this, "Dear Lisa, congratulations on your new C. Everyone in the Mercedes-Benz family is important to us. And to show our appreciation, please accept these gifts, which we hope will benefit your experience inside and outside your vehicle. And as always, we are at your service, and we look forward to seeing you in the near future." So now I'm really excited to see what's in the black box. So I lift up the tissue paper, and there's a really cool black backpack. I pull it out, and inside there's different things stuffed inside. A really slick looking throw blanket, a Mercedes umbrella, a flashlight. I mean, just freaking made my day. And I guess what the whole point is, I didn't even expect this. This was just out of the blue, thoughtful note with things that they knew I would enjoy as a Mercedes-Benz owner. And then I started thinking back, even when the pandemic happened, way back in March, I got something in the mail from Mercedes, which was a personalized face mask that says, "We have you covered." So how did that experience change the way I felt about Mercedes? Well, of course, it was amazing. It was unexpected. It made my day. Of course, I told so many other people about it, just that personalization. So then I started thinking about other companies that offer great customer experiences. Outside of Mercedes, maybe it's Warby Parker, it's Apple, it's Amazon, Trader Joe's, the way they treat their customers. And probably the company that came biggest to mind is Disney. See, these companies, they offer excellent customer service, but they offer an experience. So then I asked myself, what could I do to create a better customer experience? So I started to think about the difference between service and experience. And whether you're a business owner who runs a company or you're in sales, we realize that having customers and retaining them is critical. So let me ask you a question. What do you want your clients or consumers to experience? I think this would be a great exercise to walk your teams through in your next sales meeting or even your department head meetings. But we first have to understand what's the difference between customer service and customer experience. See, customer experience refers to that complete journey a customer takes with your brand and your company from the initial awareness to purchase and even post-purchase. So what is customer service? Customer service, in my opinion, is just one part of the customer experience. And customer service, it could refer to the customer support function of your business. It's the helpline, the advice line that customers receive, especially when they have questions or issues concerning that product or service. So let's look at customer experience. It's that entire customer journey that consumer takes with your business. It involves so many different touch points. It probably starts with the awareness of your company, the research about your company, that initial purchase, and then the experience after the purchase. The personal interaction you have with that business. So customer experience, it's all about them anticipating the needs of their consumer. And great companies, they have that strategic customer journey map. They ask customers for their feedback on how they can improve their experience in an effort to avoid future issues. So these customer experiences, they're way more proactive than reactive. And in doing so, they build these brand ambassadors and lifetime customers. And with the right experience, price, it becomes less of a factor. So when you look at customer service, it's always initiated by the customer. The customer faces a problem, they reach out to a business for their support in the service department or they have a phone call, then email, through social media, maybe it's a live chat, but there's something different you can do that you could create to improve that customer experience with you. So like I said, maybe in your next meeting, review your customer journey, and maybe you don't even have one, and that's okay, because today it changes. Think about your best customers. And I'm not talking about the customers that just buy you off of low price, although I know that may be a factor, but we don't want to focus on those types of customers. We want to talk about engaging your team and asking them what companies they think of when it comes to this outstanding service, this outstanding customer experience, and how does it make them feel to do business with them? So what are your multiple touch points to your customer? I mean, you have a really awesome opportunity to not only impress those you do business with, but also those people that are your prospects or targets. You get them started in your customer journey. So here are a few ideas I thought of that could surprise and enhance those you work with. Number one, do you know your client's birthday? You can drop cupcakes off, balloons, maybe make a donation to their favorite charity. Number two, celebrate that business's anniversary. You've got to know your client's anniversary. Maybe you throw a big old pizza party for everybody at the company. Here's another thing. Do a Google review for that company. Just surprise them with a Google review. Something else you can do, Google their company so you have alerts on their business. So when big situations come up, big celebrations or contracts they earn, you can send them a note of congratulations. Just something different you're doing. Something else, send a video or a handwritten thank you note, letting them know how awesome it is to work with them and their employees. Something else you could do, how about introducing them to someone you know that could benefit from working with them? Refer someone to them. There's nothing bigger or better that when you start referring customers to them, they know that relationship they have with you is amazing. And you're surprising them with like, hey, I told Sally to reach out to you because you guys were amazing at what you do. I think you're starting to get the right idea, but these should be fun. These should be monthly. Maybe you have something that starts every month. You're doing something, a touch point, something else further connecting you to the customer. So it's just really important to think about how your clients are greeted on the phone, through email, through your social channels, and how do you stay connected with that consumer on a much deeper level. So back to the black box. My customer experience began when I was online. I was looking for that perfect vehicle, followed by the on-site experience at the dealership, then the vehicle's purchase, and then the stress-free experience I have of maintaining my vehicle. And then, yes, the surprise-filled black box that I received. Because of all those touch points, some expected, some not expected, but the journey I went through, I think it's safe to say I'll be driving a Mercedes for a really long time. Well, if you like this podcast, make sure you rate it. If you think someone could benefit from this episode, I invite you to share it or subscribe at iTunes or Spotify so you don't miss out on the next 3-Word podcast.
Find more episodes and get the book at 3wordmeetings.com.